I'm delighted to be joined by Courtney Cox of the world's only all-female Iron Maiden tribute, the amazing Iron Maidens. And you girls are back in the UK. Why back so soon?
I mean, why not? Actually, the last time it was sort of the test show because they didn't really know how we'd do. And then when we heard that, we're like, well, we play Iron Maiden tunes. Of course we're going to go over well in the UK. And then presto, we're back.
And because it was quite some show in the UK, in London last year, wasn't it? And I know people travel from miles around to get there.
And it sold out real fast. You know, it's just one of those things you won't forget.
You're back with a vengeance, and it's a five-date tour this time across 5 days. So it's a real whirlwind of a tour, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it could be longer, but next time. We're missing so many places, and we get that every day. Like, why not Scotland? Why not here? Why not there? Like, we can only go so many places, but hopefully next year it'll be a full UK run.
I mean, because there's certainly been the demand, hasn't it, from the fan base to come back to the UK. I mean, it took a while to get here in the first place, but once you got here, there was the demand from the fans, wasn't there?
Yes.
Now, it comes off as part of a wider European tour, so how's that been?
That's good. A lot of languages, so my ears are kind of just done right now. So I'm glad to be in the UK. Now it's just the accents. I'm in Wales right now, so I'm getting used to that.
So where have you been so far then on the tour of Europe?
We've been to Germany, a lot of Germany actually, and then the Netherlands and Belgium.
And I introduced the band as an Iron Maiden tribute at the beginning, and I feel that probably rather undersells it. What can people expect from your shows and this UK leg in particular?
Basically take your Iron Maiden show and just slice it like 3 times or like a mini version and then add the female thing on top of it. And we do the monsters. Anyway, we try to copy the show as much as we can on the budget that we have, basically.
But I mean, it's giving people the opportunity to see Maiden when they might only do, like in this run, a couple of shows in the UK once every so many years.
Yeah, and then, you know, we'll also put tunes in the set that either they haven't played on the last run or two, or they had never played live ever. So we like to mix things up.
And the band's been going since 2001 and has been wildly successful. I mean, it's the most downloaded and famous tribute worldwide, outsold Metallica in Venezuela. You got involved when you moved from Philadelphia to LA in 2009. So how did it come about that you joined the band?
Back in Philly... you know, I started a band called Queen Diamond when I was 15. And we were like the big all-female band out there. And then, you know, East Coast, the music scene really wasn't that big. So I did what most musicians do. You know, you go across, go to the West Coast, you know, the stars and Hollywood. Like, that's where you need to be as a musician. So I just had this idea in my head, told my mom within a week I was moving, and left with a backpack and a guitar. And luckily, when I arrived, I caught wind that this band, the Iron Maidens, whom I've heard of before back on the East Coast, needed a guitar player. And I auditioned and, you know, I never looked back, really.
And was it always Maiden from your time growing up? Was there always Maiden around the house?
Oh, yeah. My older brother is an avid metal fan. And we'd always fight because I would sneak into his room and steal all of his records and everything. So, you know, heavy metal, thrash, you know, speed metal, power metal. I was into all that growing up.
Well, you're very busy at the moment because you're a full-time member of Femme Fatale as well.
Yes.
You formed the Starbreakers as well this year, and you're recording your own material at the moment
stuff,
as well.
I know.
So what can we expect from your material in particular?
Right now, I'm on going back to like the Wasp era and all that kind of straightforward heavy metal. So that's kind of the sense and feel of it right now. It's just tough because I'm doing everything by myself, including drums and stuff. So I really need to find those other members because I don't want to do the Courtney Cox record because for me I've always needed that family unity like the Maidens have. It's like, you know, you want to count on everyone and just have this sense of unity and stuff and just throw around ideas, get angry at each other, you know, write those good songs being angry at each other. So, you know, and then in LA, you know, everyone like myself is in 5+ bands, so it's really hard to find someone who's that dedicated and committed. But it's a work in progress, and I think I'm halfway through it right now. So, yeah, I don't know where I'd find this time. I don't sleep.
And in terms of influences, who influenced you then growing up and now with your style? Because I believe you worked with the legendary Adrian Belew at one point, didn't you?
Yes, and then John Anderson, yes. Small world. I mean, yeah, this, you know, heavy metal thrash kid playing Yes tunes. It was very interesting.
Just wanting to turn up the gain every 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. And John was cool about it. You know, I'd show up the sound check in like a Slayer shirt. And they'd be like, Slayer? Okay.
And, well, back to the Maidens. And I believe you've got a record out at the end of this year.
Things have changed. We haven't gotten in yet because the studio we were going into, they're not open when we actually, they changed the date on us. So we don't have a release date yet.
And what's the theme of that album? Is it going to have a particular theme to it of Iron Maiden songs, or is it just going to be just playing just some of your favorites?
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, you got to throw in some of the classic hits that everyone knows, but I think at this one, it's just going to be what makes us happy. A few rare ones. I mean, it's really tough, but, you know, there's so much material to bring it down to, you know, a handful of songs. It's kind of like, oh, what do we do? Because, you know, you can't please everyone. I mean, it's just tough, but we'll see. I don't know.
And what do you most look forward to playing on a gig night, and what are you most looking forward to playing during this tour?
A particular song?
Yeah, just a particular song.
Oh, see, well, tomorrow, I say we play Cardiff tomorrow. I think 22 Acacia Avenue is going to be my main song. But on this tour, we actually change the set every night, so okay. We'll have a song each night. Yeah, it's nice. You got to change it up.
Yeah, I mean, is there a particular Maiden album then that you go to for your favorite songs?
For me, Somewhere in Time.
Finally, someone who agrees with me on the best Maiden album. So, Courtney Cox, thank you very much for joining us.